You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science fact, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa. Yesterday, we spoke about doing it anyway. The bridge between success in all areas of life is to do the things you don't want to do, but you know that you have to. In essence, that is the difference between winners and everyone else. We do what needs to be done, even when we don't want to. Today, we're talking about dying daily. The phrase has become a mantra in the personal development space, but can be traced back to sacred texts like the Bible. Often, when a word, phrase, or sentence is used widely in everyday language or specific circles, it tends to lose its original meaning. The original context of Die Daily is centered on self-sacrifice. I know that it's probably not a fun or even motivating word. Who opts to sacrifice anything in their life? More for less, do what feels good, I deserve special treatment, and so on and so forth is the standard fare these days. Realizing that we all have a survival instinct and will do what's best to continue living is natural. We only sacrifice if we absolutely have to. Equally important is to understand that the life you have now is a result of all the choices you made and didn't make. Not making a choice is a choice in itself. If you want to achieve more goals and level up your life, then you will have to die daily. Making sacrifices daily to reach goals requires dedication, hard work, and perseverance. Not everyone's up for this challenge. By sacrificing our time, comfort, and sometimes even our desires, we are able to stay focused and committed to achieving our innermost treasured hopes. These sacrifices may be challenging in the moment, but they are essential for long-term success and personal growth. It does require a mindset adjustment and sometimes even a lifestyle adjustment, depending on what the goal is. For example, if you are wanting to run the Boston Marathon, you'll have to make adjustments in your everyday lifestyle to facilitate physical training and nutrition. Writing a book and academic study requires a high level of mental rigor and discipline, as well as effective use of your time. It can be done, but like everything, it will require some work on your end. Here are 6 highly effective ways to diet daily. Number 1, know thyself. Can you delay gratification for long-term success? Understanding how you think and what you say to yourself can help you make better decisions when it comes to your daily choices. By recognizing the friendly animosity between your emotional and logical sides, you can learn to balance the two and make choices that align with your long-term goals. Podcast episode number 4, Choices, and podcast episode number 6, Intentionality, can help out. It's important to train yourself to think beyond immediate gratification and consider the big picture of goal achievement and growth. Next year, you can be closer or even accomplish your goals and move on to your next adventure, or you could be wishing that you did. Choice is yours. Number 2, the trade-off. Understand fully that in order to achieve long-term success, there may be short-term setbacks that need to be made. Whether it's living on less so that you can invest your money or giving up your weekends for a time to get more done towards your goals. You are building a foundation for future success. There will be trade-offs along the way. Sometimes it can even be relationships. I've experienced that and it's painful, but often necessary. Prioritizing what is truly important and aligning your actions with your long-term goals by being willing to make very hard sacrifices will set you up for success in the future. Number 3, get obsessed. Eat, breathe, dream about your goals. Fall in love with them. I'm serious. When we say sacrifice, it implies that you will give up something else. If you have to give up something or many things up, then make your goals your new obsession. Obsession is the key to achieving greatness. When you are truly obsessed with your goals, you will stop at nothing to make them a reality. You will work harder, push yourself further, and never give up no matter what obstacle comes your way. Your obsession will drive you to keep going when others would have quit, and it will fuel your determination to succeed. Number four, prepare to be uncomfortable. When we push ourselves outside of our comfort zones, we are forced to confront our fears and limitations. This discomfort is necessary for growth because it challenges us to adapt, learn, and evolve. It pushes us to try new things, take risks, and step into the unknown. Without discomfort, we would remain stagnant and never reach our full potential. Embracing discomfort as a natural part of the growth process allows us to break free from our self-imposed boundaries and helps us expand our horizons. In the end, the temporary discomfort is worth it for the long-term growth and development it brings. Podcast 18, Slaying Stagnation, and podcast episode number 38, Moving Past Your Comfort Zones, can provide more insights. Number five, embrace the pain. Embracing the pain is a crucial step in personal development. It is through facing challenges and pushing ourselves that we learn to adapt. And we have to find creative solutions when we do that, which ultimately helps us grow as individuals. By accepting and even welcoming the pain that comes with growth, we can cultivate resilience, strength, and a deeper understanding of ourselves. Lastly, number six, how will this help me? When you decide to blow $200 on concert tickets, splurge thousands on a vacation, eat an extra slice of cake, smoke another pack of cigarettes, and the gazillion other things that can deplete your resources and time, just ask yourself one question. How can this help me? If you are spending time and resources on things that take you away from your goals, then what are you really doing anyway? You may want to check our podcast episode 104, which is Dreams versus Goals, for more insights. Embracing the pain of growth allows us to break free from limitations, to overcome obstacles, and reach our full potential. It is necessary. It's a very necessary part of the journey towards becoming the best version of ourselves. It's a self-sacrifice that will only make sense if you're serious. Dying daily means that you are, at times, sacrificing your own comfort, your own pleasure, and your personal time. You're training your mind, body, and vision to focus on what's important and consciously shedding your old skin, which are things that don't serve you on this journey. Dying daily does not make you bitter. It makes you better. It doesn't weaken you. It empowers you. You defy temptations and build inner strength. Dying daily can make you unstoppable. When you are willing to tough it out and let go of the bad and the good that doesn't serve you on this journey, you are proving to everyone that you're capable of overcoming every obstacle, even if the obstacle is yourself. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 109 podcast episodes on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note. And you'll also receive updates on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past weld you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see. see, I see, I see a champion in you.